This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 254 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are starting a brand new, Alex, we're starting a brand new category, right? You know, every month, we have our franchise and our others. Our others this month, spy movies. So we're doing a big month. Last month, we had like all these sequels, right? All these Blades and all these sequels. Now, we're doing all these spy movies. Bonds. And this one from 2001, directed by Tony Scott. So this would have been included in our director spotlight, but we're getting to do it here. Spy Game. Now, question, have you ever seen this film?
I never seen this movie. You know, it's crazy. It's sad to say this, but I never even heard of it.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, so like until you say a movie and it's in our schedule.
Sometimes you might never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. Never even thought they teamed up before.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
This might come as a surprise. Well, maybe not. I have heard of this movie. I own it. I posted a picture on Instagram. I thought I'd seen it. I'd never seen it. So this was the first time.
I was going to say, did your grandma take you to the theater to see Spy Game?
Once it started, I was like, I've never seen this. You know what? You know what I thought it was the whole time? That other Robert Redford movie, The Last Castle. Have you ever seen that?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, I have seen that, and for whatever reason, I thought this was that movie. Because I'm like, what is this? This ain't the movie I... So this is the first time I watched for both of us. So very exciting. Now, of course, we enjoy some Tony Scott movies. We watched half of his filmography already. We're going to do more here on the pod. We're going to do the other ones here on the podcast because he got a ton of action movies. That being said, let's give you some scores. Now, this sits at a... These scores are medium. They're both fresh, but they're not crazy high. 65% critics. So a soft, fresh rating. Yeah. 75% audience. So a little bit more well-liked. 3 out of 4 people said, I like this movie. What do you think of the scores?
I like it. It's kind of the ballpark where I feel, where I think I personally is going to score this movie, to be honest with you.
There you go. All right. So with that being said, we are going to dive right in now. Lead character. Now, really the lead character of this movie is Robert Redford's character. And one thing that is great about him is that his name is my name as well. So he plays a guy named Nathan Muir. No, that's not my name, but just the first name. He is the main guy. Brad Pitt is like a supporting role and part of the storyline. But what did you think?
All right. So I was it was a very confusing at first. Mm-hmm. Then I started to pick it up. I was like, okay. Because Brad Pitt is actually in almost the entire movie from the beginning. It starts off with Brad Pitt.
Correct.
So and then it picks up right when Robert Redford is his handler. So then it just flips. And then it's a weird, it's like a two.
It's got a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah. It's like a split type of lead character.
You can score them both.
To be honest with you, I gave it a 4. I liked it. Now, it's funny because when you think of spy, you think of two things, right? You think of action-oriented spy movies. This one is not that type of movie. This one is more suspense, thriller, spy movie. Like, that is what you do get some action. I'm not going to say you don't. We're going to get it to, once we get to that category. But in terms of what you think of these characters, it's not heavy, loosely based like a Jason Bourne or James Bond type thing. This is more Jack Ryan style of the Tom Clancy style of a spy. Yeah, thriller. Yeah, suspense thriller. So with that said, I like Robert Redford. This is the third movie I ever seen with Robert Redford, which was Winter Soldier, Captain America, and then The Sting when we watched it.
And The Great Gatsby. Remember that?
Oh, The Great Gatsby.
This is
my fourth movie. So, and I like him. He has a charm to him. And it's weird. He reminds me of Harrison Ford. Like, older Harrison Ford, right? Like, he could play that Richard Kimball. He could play that Jack Ryan style of character. But I like him. He's pretty cool. He's very set his ways. He's a handler. They don't give you much history on him, but which I kind of like. he's just a very, he's like a, there's like a mystique about him, Robert Redford. Like, he is in the forefront, but it's mostly Brad Pitt that you're watching. But there's just something about him being the handler that's actually really cool, because I like that mystique about characters. I don't want to know his entire thing. When he talked about his four wives, we knew he was lying. Like, yeah. I was just like, but you know what? I ate it up. I was like, damn, this dude had four freaking wives, and then you find out that he only had one. Yeah. And I liked that. And I was like, you know what? That is pretty cool. And that's great storytelling. Because I was eating it up. I was like, man, this dude got divorced pretty quick for having four wives. So I liked it.
Yeah.
Between him and Brad Pitt, I think they had great chemistry with each other. To be honest with you, I thought they had really great chemistry with those characters. So anyway, other than that, I thought it was great.
I have the same score as you. I have a four. Even if I split it between the two, I'd give them each a four. And there's the same thing holds them both back is I agree with you. You don't get a ton of backstory. Like, you are just dropped into like a situation and then the story plays out in flashbacks intercut with current. And it's that kind of movie that moves quick. You know, this is not a character study that we're not here to really learn about these guys, but you get enough in their way they act. As far as Robert Redford, I agree. He is like, there's a reason he is like a Hollywood legend. And he's just like cool. He just seems cool. Even when he's old, like I've seen him in a few other movies, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and same thing. Like, he's just like, man, that dude is cool. He got that charisma. Harrison Ford has it. You're right. You know, Robert Redford, I enjoy him, and he's funny. He has that like, he has like that snarky kind of
witty.
Yeah. Witty dad. He's like a witty dad. You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of older, but he's kind of funny. So I enjoyed him. And he's on his last day at the job. He's about to leave the CIA. And on his last day, his boy, who he doesn't let these people let on as much, but his boy gets captured. And, you know, he's kind of doing this thing over here while doing this thing over here with the other hand. So I love that. As far as Pitt goes, I like him. He's the kind of idealist. He gets in as like an idealist, right? He was a soldier, and then he gets recruited into the spy world by Robert Redford's character we see in flashbacks. And he doesn't want, you know, he's like, we can't let these people die. And Robert Redford, that's why I like him. Because for what you get in the current time, his younger self, ruthless. He's like, if he dies, he dies. He was like Drago. If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Brad Pitt's like, we can't let him die. We gotta save him. Robert Redford's like, listen, I saved your life. That guy died. You know, like, what do you want? So I love the contrast. I give him a four, though. I can't give him a five because they're not like you said, I don't even remember. I know his name was Nathan. Tom Bishop, like very basic. And I forgot that his name was Tom. So four for me, four for you. This is going to be interesting. What? So villain there's not really one per se.
And, you know, and that's the thing about the spy genre, depending on what story we get, because you have the spy genre where is the leader, you know, they're going to get whatever, right? Then you have the spy genre where it's mostly told in a way that it's all about the information getting pumped into the crowd. Like what we're getting. Yeah. It's pretty much Brad Pitt got captured. So he got captured by the Chinese, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Right? It was the Chinese. He got captured by the Chinese. We can't just rate the Chinese. Like, China. I mean, we could.
Yeah.
But it was a two.
But it's faceless. There's no person you can aim it at.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, it's hard to say, but this might be the first ever on the channel, because there is no main villain, there is no villain, we might have to give it a zero. I mean, because this is more story. This is, if you really look at it, it's a more story driven. It's more about information from both sides. It's Robert Redford telling his made up stories to try to buy time for this guy to like you said, it's like he's trying to do the illusion to get this guy free at the same time while stories are being told. So for me, it might be a zero, dude. Like, there's no villain.
I tried to follow our baseline.
Yeah.
I just gave it a one. I'll just be honest. I gave it a one because there's none. And
I agree.
I feel like five should be our minimum. So I gave it a one.
Yeah, I agree.
Same, you know.
Yeah, let's just give it a one because there is no villain.
There's not. The closest thing you get to it is, like you said, these faceless, nameless Chinese guys who capture Brad Pitt. And then one of the dudes that Robert Redford is like, he's trying to basically like the government, the U.S. government.
Yeah.
They're kind of bad, like shady, because they're wanting to just give up Tom Bishop because they don't want to ruin their trade talks. But even then, it's not like, what are we going to score the whole entire CIA? You know what I mean? Like, it's only a couple of people in there. It's not everybody. So, yeah, I feel comfortable that we could both give it a one and praise the other stuff where we can. So we'll move on from villain. This, you're right. This is not Bond. This is not Bourne. This is the other kind of spy movie. Espionage, the thriller.
Yeah.
All right, what did you give the action?
Okay, so I'm a little torn. This movie does not have that much action at all. And what throws you off is the sequence in the beginning with Brad Pitt. When he's going in and you go, wow, he's going to infiltrate. Oh, this is the type. Then I was getting amped because I was like, oh, this is the type of movie we're getting into. Then all of a sudden it just started went to Yapville. So I was like, okay. So he gets captured. So I was just like, it is what it is. But there were some good action scenes from what we got. So I give it a 4. I thought it was great. It gave me entertaining. It's not full-fledged action. I don't want people to be like, there's not that much gun shootouts or nothing. It's just spy action, like them doing their disguising and being, you know, just trying to infiltrate places. Mm-hmm. Like, so I consider that action. So I gave it a 4 because it was entertaining and it actually worked. So with the story, so I gave it a 4.
Yeah, so you do get that little beginning scene. There's a little bit of action there. And then you have later in the movie, you know, there's in some of the flashbacks, there's a little bit of action. Yeah. Especially the one with the explosion when he's trying to get that doctor into that building to do the thing. And that truck comes barreling in. Yeah, that was awesome. And it explodes. But here's where I'm going to say Tony Scott's direction makes talking action better. Almost. So this is something that started with Enemy of the State, which I think was like 98, 99. Yeah. And then this movie and everything on. These are the movies that when I think of Tony Scott, this visual style is what I think of. Camera spinning. When they're on the rooftop and the camera's spinning and it zooms out and then it's spinning more, kinetic, moving all the time, you know, cuts, quick cuts, but not the kind that are like annoying. It's more like the camera, like he's getting to a lot of different angles and show. And this is a Tony Scott movie. His direction makes the whole thing feel like action. Even when it's not action.
You're right. And it's like, you forgot the other movie that he does this to is Crimson Tide in the damn boat. Submarine?
Yeah.
With Denzel and Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
That one is so much intense and it's in a small ass like submarine. Yeah. And you're right. And you see the cameras cutting all over the place and you feel the action.
Dude, he's talking in Man on Fire, which we already covered. But like when he's talking to the guy in the car, it's just cutting between the two of them. But the way the camera's shaking and the film looks all... It's like action. So I agree with you. I actually gave it a 4 on the strength of his directing style being almost action in itself. And if you don't know, like if you're listening and you're not sure, like watch these movies, the Tony Scott movies, especially from like 2000 on, and they all have that same flavor. And I love it. I love his directing style. It's very unique to him. Other people kind of, it almost looks like music videos style of like editing, but not like Michael Bay, but like cooler to me. So I also gave it a 4, but this is not a ton of action, but the action that's there is really good. It is really good. It's suspenseful. It's kind of scary. It hits hard. But yeah, I gave it a 4 too. Okay, storyline.
Oh, I got to say, this is the strength of the movie is the storyline. And I think what catapults, because to be honest with you, I think if it was other two actors that were not good, it would not have been a good movie. And I think Tony Scott directing, I think you're right. I think him and Robert Redford and Brad Pitt is what made this movie. In terms of that, we're not talking about that. We're talking about storyline.
Yeah.
Storyline is a 5. Ooh. I think it has no loophole. There's no plot holes. There's no nothing. It was just a straight, enjoyable spy movie. And I like movies like this. Not much action. There is some action, but it makes you think. And then it makes you go, holy crap, because it's so suspense. You're like, oh my God, he's going to get caught. They're going to arrest him in the CIA on his last day. But he doesn't. And I love it. I was like, yo, this is cool. And it got me off guard, man. This dude was so smart on how he got this dude out of the place.
Yeah.
And he knew he's going to get arrested. I mean, he knew he's going to get in trouble because he started to drink. Like, he knew he... I'm so mad that this dude wiped out his retirement to get this guy out of the situation that he told them not to do in the flashback because he said he's not going to get him out, but he got him out because he knew he was the same type of person, I bet, as an agent.
Deep down inside, he was good.
He was just like, he's like my son.
Yeah.
And they were together for a long time. We saw movies like that the handler and the guy become so tight. And then, so I was like, you know what? But I loved it. When my favorite scene, I'll let you go, is when the guy goes, that $282,000. Where did you get that from? And he goes, I didn't want to say it, but I used your guy's satellite so I could get my property. And he showed like the 2008. And I was like, yo, that is so fucking genius shit. Cause the guy looks so like, damn, like he knew he was done. And I love the last scene of him when he went like that to the guy in the gate and he just peeled it off with the Porsche and the movie just ended while he was getting saved.
And the part where like Brad Pitt, where he's like, what's the name of the operation? He's like, dinner out or whatever it's called. And he knew it was him. He's like, oh, I know this guy.
Yeah, dinner out. Yeah. And I think that's just something that he told them during the movie.
Yeah.
Diner out, I think it was.
Dinner out.
Yeah, dinner out. Yeah. I gave it a 5. I thought it was a perfect movie.
All right. I'm a little lower than you. Very little. 4. I gave it a 4. And the only reason I gave it a 4 is I feel like the flashbacks. Okay, I don't love the first, like the middle one. The one where they're like in Europe and it's like nighttime, he's driving the guy. And the first one where Brad Pitt, where he has to drop the guy off and then they come and kill him. They don't show him die, but remember? And then they talk on the rooftop and Robert Redford's
like, oh, the one
like,
that he throws him out of the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Just get out?
Some of the buildup I wasn't crazy with. I love the other one where, the second one, where he meets the girl and then the doctor, that whole thing. I was way more into that one. But it's the one thing that bugs me about this movie is like, why is it always... It's like he did all this stuff because of this lady, this freaking lady. He meets this lady, and of course, he just gotta go get her out of the Chinese prison and all this stuff. And I was like, I didn't love the motivation, but either way, I thought the story was great. I do like the way it's told. I like the intercutting. It took me a second to get used to because, again, I thought this was a different movie. So I was like, wait a second, what is going on? And then once I was like, also, I thought it was hilarious that Robert Redford looks the same in the flashbacks when he's like 16 years earlier and he looks still old. But Brad Pitt actually looks younger because of the hair and stuff. Like they were able to make him look younger. But Robert Redford looked 60 the whole time. So, yeah, that was kind of funny. And the present day stuff, I didn't like as much as the overall flashback stuff. Yeah, I still thought it was good, well told. The acting is great. I agree with you. Without Brad Pitt and Robert Redford and Tony Scott, he's not the director that I would think of for a movie like this if you explained to me what it was. But I think it works. I think it ends up working really well. But those two got so much star power. Their acting is great. Both of them. Pitt is great. Redford is great. They're great together. I love the scene in the diner where he's like, oh, so I don't want to be the third wheel, but I'll sit down. And by the end of the conversation, he's like, run the woman off. He's
yeah, like, do you know about this? Spot.
Do you know about this? You know, you can't go back to England. Did you know that? Brad Pitt's like, come on, man. Come on, man. I love her. Come on, man. So I thought that was pretty good. But I gave it a 4. I thought it was a very good story. Very intriguing. Again, never bored. But again, in classic spy movie, you know, away, a little confused a couple of times. I was like, what is gap? Who stole who? Who kidnapped who? Why? And then you get it by the end, though. You do get it by the end. And I do love the end. Like, I love the ultimate Robert Redford, how he got him out, the way he got him out, the way he did it right under their noses. And he paid for it himself. He did the honorable thing. So that's always nice. All right, what'd you give it overall?
Overall, I gave it a 4. I think it's a great film. And, you know, it's funny. I watched it digitally. I paid $4 to rent. I wouldn't mind getting it on 4K. It's a replay movie. Like, it's a rewatchable movie. I would pick it up. You know what? A lot of Tony Scott's movies, I mean, we did the first half of his filmography. A lot of them I would own. Like, on 4K. Except Days of Thunder. I hated that movie. But other than that,
fair enough.
I enjoyed almost all his action. Like, he had an eye for action. Like, a straight eye for action. And I could see, like, if he never, like, I mean, I don't know if he died during the Bournes, but I could see him doing a Bourne movie. I think he would have been a great guy for Jason Bourne. Or, I mean, it shows you that he is very multi-talented in what genre of movies. With his eye, because he did a racing with the car race, regardless of if it was good or bad, he still shot it very well. He did the Top Gun, which was totally different with the air, you know, the air shots, which looked amazing. Then he did this type of movie, which is straight spy. Then he did the Crimson Tide.
He did very suspense. This one, the movie before this one he did was Enemy of the State. And that's like kind of a good back to back because they're kind of like in the same world. The espionage.
That's a double. That's like a double Blu-ray that you
get. That's a good double pack right there. That's what I'm saying.
That's a very double pack. But yeah, I think overall, very solid film. But yeah, 4.
Yeah, I gave it a 4. I thought it was awesome. For a movie I thought I have seen and I haven't, I always enjoy it. I do own already all but 2, I think, of Tony Scott's movies. Like, I don't have The Hunger. I don't own that one. Man. And actually, I think that might be the only one I don't own. So I own them all on Blu-ray because the only one that's on 4K that I know of is True Romance and Days of Thunder. Top Gun. Yeah. Okay, so 3. I have Top Gun, I have Days of Thunder in Blu-ray, and everything else on Blu-ray. The second, something like Man of Fire, or any of that gets a 4K, I'm buying it. I love his movies. I love his style. I love anything with him and Denzel. Great. Gene Hackman was in a few of his movies as well. Crimson Tide, Enemy of the State, Brad Pitt, True Romance, this. So like, I just think he was great. It's unfortunate what happened with him because I still feel like he had, he was a, even if, which I think it might be on our schedule at some point. If not, we'll do a Tony Scott month. But even his last movie, Unstoppable, like he was a vital filmmaker still. He was still on top of his game. He was still doing these action movies. This movie, although not a pure action movie, it is an action movie. Ultimately, because of the way he shoots, the way he edits, his style, it infuses it with energy. So even if it's not pure action, they're very energetic, his movies. You know what I mean? Except The Hunger. That was not energetic. But that was also like his first movie. So, you know, he learned a lot. And even that had a lot of style, but it was not what he became. So I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. What's your total?
My total point is a 18 out of a 25. I think it's a fantastic film. And I will definitely be picking this up on 4K whenever it comes out.
Yeah, I gave it a 17. It's unfortunate that there's no villain, because if there was, this would have been in the 20s easily.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Even if it was a okay villain with a 3, it would have been a 20. So for me. So yeah, 17 for me, 18 for you. But again, slightly misleading because of the villain category, but you know, we got to stick with our ratings. So that being said, next week, we got a couple of new movies. We got From Russia with Love is our next Bond movie. And our next spy movie is actually going to be a Marvel film. Something that we reviewed, I think, when it came out back in COVID times. But we're going to do it in the action movie guy style, which we have not done. And that's going to be Black Widow starring Scarlett Johansson. I have not seen this since then, since when it came out.
When it came out on, was it the IMAX?
Yeah, the IMAX Enhanced.
I saw it. So I saw it twice.
I have not. So I'm wondering how this is going to go, because I remember kind of liking it at the time. But I feel like as time passed, Phase 4 really just didn't work for me. And so I'm wondering what's going to happen here. So looking forward to rewatching it, though, of course. So those are going to be our next two movies, From Russia with Love and Black Widow. A couple of Russian movies, right? We got a bunch of Russia stuff here.
That's true. And then, well, the cool thing is that we're not seeing it in the lens of Phase 4. We're seeing it as a spy film.
That's right. We got to take out the MCU.
Yeah, you got to take out the MCU. We're seeing it as a Black Widow spy movie. How does that work?
We'll still talk about how it referenced, you know, within Marvel comics, but we're not going to rate it within the, you know, is it Endgame and this and the other
one. Yeah, we'll do standalone.
Standalone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. All right. With that said, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix for the video version of the podcast, or head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.